Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 896 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in from Manu, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. You know, if you're looking to recruit anybody in your business, whether you're a solopreneur looking to finally grow your team, or maybe you have a large team and you're just trying to fill in a hole, somebody left, whatever. If you're looking for somebody to fill in that role who's great, it can be very difficult, right? Because there's a lot of places you can go out and share that job description. I mean, there's hundreds of places. Well, why not make it easy and use one tool that'll help do this all for you and all for free? You can check out ziprecruiter.com/pat to go ahead and check out this amazing tool that allows you to share this job need that you have. With one single click, it gets sent out to over 100 different job sites, including social media, and it has an amazing interface that allows you to see the best candidates coming in, like, fairly soon, without any calls to your office, without email swapping. It's all in one spot, so make sure you check it out, ziprecruiter.com/pat. All right, now here's today's question from Manu.
Hi, Pat. I'm Manu from manugomez.com. I'm a translator, copywriter, and editor from Mexico, and I actually have two questions. The first one is, should I create separate websites for each service, even though I've been trying to see myself as a brand? And the second one is, how could I transform these very active tasks into sources of passive income? Thanks a bunch for all your help. I'm a fan of your work, and I really appreciate everything you share with your audience. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Manu, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to answer your last question first, which is, how do you transform very active tasks into sources of passive income? And I appreciate this question a lot, because the truth is, you can't start with passive income. You have to start with active income. And it's active because you're building an audience, or you're creating these products, or you're producing the products or the tools, or creating the software, or you are providing that service, whatever it might be. It's always going to start very active. But the goal should be to turn it into a passive source of income in some way, shape, or form. There's actually a number of ways that you can do this. You can use other human beings, so building a team to help you with some of the things that are required to help your business run. You can do that. You can use software to help you manage some of the processes and automation so that it's taking your time away from it, but it's still continuing to run as it should. So software and people are two different ways to do it. Now, there's a lot to wrap yourself around in that sort of realm of, you know, turning something active into passive. You're going to have to understand, what are the things that happen each time with each new client, for example, or what are some certain sequences that happen over and over and over again that can be repeated. That gives you opportunities to create software or find software or even bring somebody in, a team member or somebody who you are outsourcing to do those kinds of jobs. And it may not be possible to get it 100% passive, but as long as you're not trading your time for money anymore, I think that's where the big thing is. Now, there is an episode of the SPI podcast. That's episode 158 with Brian Castle, C-A-S-E-L, from Productize. In that episode, he talked about how he took his service-based business and turned it into a product. And that's another way to go about doing it. So turning it into a digital course or some sort of offering that has other people working to create those deliverables and not you. So I highly recommend listening to that episode. He talks about his product called Productize. He teaches service-based businesses, which are obviously very active, how to generate passive income and create a solution that's more turnkey. Now, to your first question, should you create separate websites for each service or under your personal brand? And really, that's up to you. I mean, there's a number of pros and cons for each side of the equation, but I feel like if it's a completely separate thing that could be run on its own and it is something that you want to eventually turn into passive income or you have maybe other people working on it, even though your face is still part of the brand, it would still be potentially wise, especially if it's a separate business, to be on a different website. That way, you know, legally and financially things are separated, but not only that, mentally things are separated for you as well. And it's similar to how, you know, with the Smart Podcast Player, that's a software product that I have for podcasters. It's my face there, and it's me who's the creator, but it's its own thing, and it can live on its own. And because of that, it is on its own website. It's separate as well because it's a software, so it makes a little bit more sense that way. In other aspects, some brands have created products and services and just simply offered them on their own site, and that's totally fine too. You get more traffic coming and seeing those things versus giving that extra step to click away and find those things. So again, it's up to you. You could start by having it on your own site, Manu, first, just because you have those assets already and it's all in one place. And then if you want, you can experiment and see how that goes, and you can separate it out later if you'd like. Again, it's going to be up to you and who you work with and how things are kind of structured legally and financially. But it's fine either way. I don't have a preference from my end on which one works better or not. I think it kind of is based on a case-by-case basis. And again, it's up to you, the owner, in terms of what you feel is best. So hopefully that helps, Manu. Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask one right there on that page. Just click the red button, record your question, and you can get featured just like Manu. Now, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate you listening in today. And I want to give you a little bit of a tease. In a couple weeks, you'll see promotions happening for my brand new course, Power Up Podcasting. So if you want to start a podcast like this one or like my other show, I've helped hundreds of people already. And even through this course, which has been beta tested, and I'm excited to help those of you who are hungry to start your podcast too and do it in a very short time period, but also do it well with a launch behind it and planning and content editorial planning as well. And not only that, I'm going to help you learn how to monetize and automate it too, so it'll take less of you and more just it working for you and helping to power up your brand. So powerupodcasting.com is where you go. Sign up for the waitlist there, and you'll hear from me as soon as I start gearing things up for the launch. So really excited about it. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote today from Plutarch, and that is, "Those who aim at great deeds must also suffer greatly." Ponder that one. Doesn't mean you need to suffer all the time. Just means sometimes when you try something big, you might have a big fall, but always keep getting back up and realizing that those big falls are actually lessons that you learn along the way, so you can aim even higher and perform even better next time. Thanks, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.